You're listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Messenger Insight. I'm Brian Hobbs, your host, and I'm joined with special co-host today, Kelly King, who serves as the BGCO Women's Specialist. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Brian. Thanks for letting me be on.
Well, we're really excited about our guest, who is an author and blogger. She's spoken at various BGCO events, and she's coming back this fall to an event. We're talking about Sophie Hudson, who began her blog, BooMama.net, in 2005 and has written books and had many speaking opportunities God's given her. So, Sophie, welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you. It's good to be with y'all this morning.
Well, we're really excited about your work. For those in the audience that may not be familiar with you or your books, could you tell us a little bit about how you got started in blogging and writing and what it's mushroomed into today?
Oh, gosh, it's really fancy. I started a blog about 10 years ago just kind of to document our daily life, really. Just kind of wanted to write some stuff down. And I don't know, over time, just people I didn't know started to read it. And eventually I started doing some stuff for Lifeway, some blogging stuff for Lifeway. And that was a ton of fun. And I always said I would never, ever write a book, that was not anything I wanted to do. And about 4 years ago, I wrote my first book. So that's how those things go. And like through that process, kind of discovered that it was just my favorite thing I had ever done. And so I wrote another one, and now I'm working on a third. So just never know where these things will go. So it's all been such a happy surprise. Just really the grace of God in my life to have an opportunity to do something that's so fun and relational and, I don't know, hopefully something that will encourage other people in some way.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, well, Sophie, tell us a little bit. I know, you know, some people know you as Boo Mama and they know Melanie as Big Mama. Tell us how that all happened and where did the name come from? How did you get that?
Well, again, as I've told y'all, this whole thing is real fancy. My husband and I lived in Baton Rouge when we first got married, and we would get just fascinated by just the different little patterns of speech and that kind of stuff. And one thing we noticed was that a lot of true blue, kind of like South Louisiana and people who had lived there their whole life did not necessarily use the apostrophe S. They would just say, like, Kelly Carr. They wouldn't say Kelly's car. And so we loved it. Because there were just these great characters, you know, who tell these great stories. And so when our little boy was born, and David would call him Boo, and it just kind of happened that he would say, like, Boo diaper, Boo bottle, you know, Boo shirt. And we would drop the apostrophe S because for some reason it entertained us. And so when I started the blog one night, when Alex was actually in the tub and I was kind of sitting there with him with the laptop, I had to come up with a name, and I was like, well, I'm Boo Mama. So that's where it came from. And then I met my friend Melanie Schenkel, who has a blog called Big Mama, about 6 months later. Her blog name came from a story with her little girl, and we have just kind of linked arms and done this thing together ever since.
Well, I don't think I'd ever heard that story. I'd heard more of hers, but not yours. So that's really interesting.
Now, we're coming off a really successful women's retreat at Falls Creek, and I understand you had spoken previously at the, maybe it was the 2014 retreat, and you'll be joining us again for the fall. How have your experiences been with Oklahoma? Have you enjoyed the time, and what have you been able to share from your heart that God led you to do?
Well, I love Oklahoma. I told the group at Falls Creek a couple of years ago, my very first experience in Oklahoma was when I was 3, and we went on a big family vacation, and I actually, like, I threw a big temper tantrum on the steps of the Oklahoma State Capitol, and I have a picture of it that I showed at Falls Creek of me up on the wall. I believe probably I had just been disciplined, so I had a great time at Falls Creek, and I think any time I can be with a group of women who love the Lord and are just really seeking after whatever he has for them. I just love that chance to get in front of them and to remind them how much he loves them and how much he has for them and how intricately he works together the stuff in our lives just to see something bigger and more beautiful than we can imagine. That whole Ephesians 3 message is really my heart for women. So I look forward to being back, especially with a group of ministers' wives, because, oh my goodness, they just live lives of sacrifice. And so a chance to encourage them is something I'm so excited about.
Yeah. In fact, that's what I was thinking too, Sophie. I was thinking about just, you know, you came to Falls Creek, and that's kind of that big, you know, event at the conference center there. But this will be a lot more intimate, with just, you know, about 200 wives, and you know, we will be here in Oklahoma City, not at Falls Creek, and so we're going to be talking about really hospitality, and we're looking at your book, your latest one, Home is Where My People Are, is the theme. And so tell us a little bit about that book and kind of the ideas that you bring across in that.
Yeah, I think that the idea for that book sort of came to me one day just driving down the road here in Birmingham, when I realized that over time, whether I had realized it or not, God had really woven us into this place. And I think sometimes as women, we have this tendency to think that we'll eventually like get to a state of feeling at home, and that it has something to do with a house, you know, that we'll have our dream house, or we'll finally get this one room to look like we always thought that it should look, or that it's some physical thing, but it's actually much more of a spiritual condition, I think. And so just that reminder that really God gives us home through people, and especially I think through people, that he kind of appoints to us at different stages for very specific purposes. And so just that reminder that home really is wherever your people are. And sometimes that's for just a little short time, and sometimes that's for a really long season. But just that whole idea of dialing in where you are and seeing God at work.
I think that's a powerful concept. And your book tells a lot about your journey. And there are just some humorous stories. Is there maybe a story that sticks out to you that you could share that would give people a taste of what they'll get if they hear you speak on this topic, or if they get a copy of your latest book?
Oh, my goodness. You know, one thing that kind of sticks out, I think, when I think about that book, honestly, is it's. I don't know that it's the funniest story in the book, because I don't know. I talk a lot about, you know, my college friends and just kind of learning that whole idea of being at home with a group of people. But I had this moment at a baseball game, of all things, a couple of years ago, where we had been at a baseball game that night, and we were leaving. We were taking my son and a friend of his to get hamburgers, and just driving down the road in Birmingham. It was in the spring. Sun was starting to set. And I just started to bawl my eyes out, because it was just the sweetness of feeling connected to a place, if that makes any sense. And it was not that Birmingham has something that the rest of the country can't offer. It's just that, just realizing kind of the richness of our lives here. And so I think, you know, I mean, I will tell some funny stories, I promise. But I think, you know, one thing I will probably kind of hone in on is that where we are is no accident, and if we will surrender, you know, kind of to maybe what the Lord is trying to do in a certain place, wherever we happen to be in our lives, a lot of times we will be astounded by what we see and realize in that.
I think that's great. You know, I've heard Russell Moore say something similar or complimentary to what you say about sometimes when we do have this longing for something else, we're saying to God, I want a different mission field. But what you're leading us to think is this is your mission field, where God has put you, whether it be with your family or the city where you live. And I think that's just powerful.
Hey, Brian, by the way, that's the first time Russell Moore and I have ever been in the same sentence.
Very good.
Like, I'm going to remember that for the rest of my life. That time, that Wednesday morning when Russell Moore and I were in the same sentence.
Well, I'm glad to have surprised you. What has been surprising to you that God's brought your way when you've written and spoken and been part of events like this?
A friend and I were talking about this last night, actually. I mean, everybody's lives are different, but there's nothing new under the sun. And so much, I think, of what, especially as women, the things that we wrestle with are universal. Where the enemy is so crafty is making us think that nobody else struggles with that same thing. And so I think that one thing I have seen is, you know, especially in a group of women, a lot of the sorrows and the sadness are kind of along the same thing, but so are the joys. And so there's something so sweet that happens, I think, when I'm speaking specifically in terms of groups of women get together and kind of open up and share those things. I think especially when you see that across generations, too. It's a really neat thing. And I'm also just really encouraged anytime I get around a group of women just to see how they are pouring out their lives for the good of the body of Christ and the glory of God. I think that I always feel like I leave any place I go to speak more encouraged than I was when I got there. And that's kind of a cool thing.
It is. Okay, so on a lighter note,
yes.
This is kind of a little inside thing that you and I have going on,
yes.
That you have never seen Oklahoma, the musical.
I've never seen Oklahoma.
And I sent you the copy.
Yes. And I'm going to have to watch it before I come.
Oh, yeah.
But I think I've told you, I have a thing about musicals.
I know.
In that it is not natural to me that people will be talking and then all of a sudden they break into song and they know all the same words. That does not happen in real life. Like, I've not ever had that happen, not one time. But I'm gonna watch it. I'm going to watch it, Kelly.
Okay.
And I'm going to try to memorize a song.
I think that would be lovely entertainment at this weekend.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. I think that sounds great.
Yes.
And you were sweet to send me the movie, by the way. That was tender.
Just confession time. I recently rewatched it. It's really good.
Okay.
How can people stay connected with your ministry or maybe check out your blog? How can we connect with you in that way, Sophie?
My mama would say you can find it on the Google. So you can find it on the Google, but the blog is boomama.net, and then the books are just, you know, wherever you like to buy books. So whether that's online or at a local store. But the first book is called A Little Salty to Cut the Sweet, which is a title that nobody ever gets right, by the way, which brings me great joy. And then the second one is Home is Where My People Are.
Great. Well, and I saw you're on Twitter as well. Do you have social media connections?
Yeah, Twitter. Yeah, Twitter and Instagram and I guess those are the main two. That's right. And Facebook too. So no Snapchat. I have not branched out to the Snapchat yet.
Yeah, I haven't gotten into that. Have you Periscoped? I just want to know. Have you done that?
I Periscoped one time with actually a friend of mine who was in town, who has a women's ministry, and I did that one time with her, and I think I don't know that it's going to be my thing.
I can't get into it.
Melanie and I actually talked about it last night. I hate watching myself talk, and so it's probably not the best social media platform for me, I think. But it's fun. I think it's a lot of fun to watch other people.
Well, I haven't gotten into it either. Well, let me just kind of go through the details of that weekend just so we have what, you know, everyone knows that it is October 2nd and 3rd. They can go online at bgcowomen.org, and we've already got registration open. We're already having women register, and there is only 225 spots available. I mean, like, we will have to cut it off at that. So women will want to sign up quickly.
Very good. Again, I encourage all the listeners to go to the BGCO Women website and check out information about that event. We've been talking to author and blogger Sophie Hudson. Thank you for taking time with us today and to tell us about your new book, about how God has placed you in a place of service, and how you're encouraging other people to serve God right where they are. So, Sophie, blessings on you, and thank you for joining us.
Hey, thanks so much, y'all. I love being with you.
God bless.
You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, find us in the iTunes Store or visit us at baptistmessenger.com.